Cari fratelli e sorelle.
The second general audience to be held in Castel Gandolfo since Pope Benedict's return from vacation was dedicated to saints and more specifically what we can learn from them.
I cordially greet all the English-speaking pilgrims present to this audience. I particularly welcome the altar servers from Malta along with their families who have been assisting at St. Peter's Basilica. I also greet a group of university students from Ireland.
Speaking to a group of roughly 4,000 pilgrims in the courtyard of the Apostolic Residence, he said that we should take advantage of summer to perfect our knowledge of the lives of the saints. Then the Pope gave the groups also from Spain, India, the US and Russia a practical example of just where to begin in this quest, the liturgical calendar.
This week, the liturgical calendar celebrates several remarkable examples of holiness. St. John Eudes, St. Bernardo Clairvaux, St. Pius X, and St. Rose of Lima. The summer months provide an opportunity for us to read about the lives of these and all the saints who show us that holiness is not the privilege of a few, but the vocation of all the baptized.
In comments in Italian, Pope Benedict added that day after day the Church offers us the opportunity to walk in the company of saints. Quoting from theologian Hans Urs von Balthasar, he said saints give us the best commentary on the gospel because they show us how to put it into practice. He then suggested that while the holiday season is an ideal time to take up the biography or perhaps writings of one particular saint, we should in fact try each and every day to at least familiarize ourselves with others. Their human and spiritual experience, he continued, shows us that sainthood is not a luxury or privilege of the few, but offered to everyone. The Pope also pointed out that men and women of extraordinary charisma do not necessarily make great saints, that more often than not, there are many thousands of saints whose names are known only to God, because here on earth they have led an apparently normal life. In fact, concluded Pope Benedict, these normal saints are those loved by God.
Through the intercession and inspiration, may you learn to love and serve the Lord more ardently in your daily lives. God bless you all.
I'm Emma McCarthy.